It's our pleasure now to be joined by Ray McLeod, NFL wide receiver and return man, and brand new San Francisco 49er. Ray, welcome to the show. I like how you're the third. It kind of makes you sound like a king or a pope, huh?
Yes, sir. I actually got a fourth as well, so I kept it going.
Okay. I kept it going already. Yes, congratulations. So San Francisco, you think about Kyle Shanahan, and he's a very interesting offensive mind. How much forward are you looking to that?
I'm definitely looking forward to it, man. It's just a blessing. It was a decision I prayed about, and the opportunity that came about, and my spirit took me there, and I can't wait to get in the offense. I know he's an offensive guru, and just ready to be part of a top-tier offense.
You know, when you think about, it looked like Trey Lance is going to be the guy, the youngster, but now Garoppolo might come back. Is that the kind of thing you don't worry about personnel? You're just going to go to camp and work hard and just know whoever's quarterback is going to be capable?
Yes, I was always told to control what I can control. And like I said, I didn't even find a place to live yet, so I got to worry about that before I worry about who's throwing me the ball and who Kyle trusts in his offense and whatever. And I know whatever Kyle puts in, to run offense, they're going to get the job done.
Now, I know that, like a lot of athletes, you're very good in the community and giving back to charity. Tell me about the nonprofit you're helping families with ADHD and sleep disorders.
Yes, sir. My nonprofit, the RM3 Foundation, honestly built it off something I dealt with as a young kid with ADHD. I had a sleeping disorder as well. So in class and stuff, it was hard for me to focus on anything. I used to fall asleep, but I can't focus. And right now I'm raising awareness for parents that don't know how to handle it or understand it yet, or even might even know that the child has a problem, you know, and give kids a chance to actually do something with their career, not let school hinder them in anything they want to do.
You know, I was thinking about what a fantastic running back you were in high school in Tampa. Did you kind of think when you went to college you were going to be like Barry Sanders or Emmitt Smith?
Walter Payton. You ain't say Walter Payton. I was waiting for that one. But no, Walter Payton is my favorite running back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who I kind of – him, Chris Rainey, Reggie Bush, who I kind of watched growing up as a running back. And, yes, I thought I was going to college as a running back until I got about junior, senior year. And I was feeling a little – like after games, to feel like I was getting beat on. So I was like, you know what? I'd rather go outside, catch some balls, kind of – then catch the ball, then do the running back thing.
Yeah, I'm glad you got Walter Payton. That's a guy from my era. It's cool to see that you bow down to sweetness. How did that also kind of make you a Bears fan?
And that's also, I don't know if you know, that's why I wore 34.
Oh, okay.
Now that you said, yeah, my dad was 34, all my brothers, me. So that was something all of us did.
No, that's very, very cool. A couple more questions for Ray McLeod. So, you know, there are a lot of wide receivers on every roster, but there's only really one return specialist. And the number one thing you got to do is catch the kick or catch the punt, which a lot of times people take for granted. But that's the hard part. You're looking straight up when you got these guys running a 4-4 coming down trying to kill you. And then you got to do something after you get the ball. When did you realize that you had the knack for doing all those things and doing it well?
For me, I think it was Coach Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Sweeney, when he was he used to use a saying with the media about having his foot in my butt all spring, my freshman year, and because it was something I had trouble with my freshman, a little bit of my sophomore year, but once he pitched to me like this could change your career in NFL and college, and I didn't trust the process, and it definitely did. In college, I think my junior year, I definitely did. I think I was all ACC or some accolade I had, but I definitely, my goal was to be the best punter trainer in the ACC or in the country, and I took it to the NFL and had the same mindset, same goals, and I think I've been doing an okay job.
Well, yeah, for people who don't know, last year with Pittsburgh, you led the NFL in punt return yards. Is that something that you kind of look back and it's almost surreal, or does that just make you want to work harder?
This past year, I definitely, I would say it's more surreal because the process I went through going sixth round, I got released twice after getting drafted by Buffalo. And for me, the grind became, like, you started really have to learn the grind, learn the process, starting to trust your faith and things like that. For me, became very, I think I became a better man in those, throughout the process of that. But definitely, it's just a real feeling, you know, just out there doing something I love and getting paid to do it. You know, you can't beat that and then having trust in God.
No doubt. One of my favorite players is Hunter Renfrow, and a guy who got overlooked a lot, but a legend at Clemson and now a 1,000-yard receiver in the NFL. Is that something that you knew when you were with Hunter that he was going to do something at the next level?
Of course. Our whole room, we all competed, and we all believed in each other, and we learned from each other. I learned from Renfrow, vice versa. I learned from Deion Kane as well, who was played with me my junior year. Well, all my years, honestly, but the year me, Deion, and Renfrow played with each other, we all trusted each other, and we all used to just sit in the room, watch film together, and learn different things together, and I've seen the Renfrow from the day I got on campus.
Very cool. Now, you also have an amazing head of hair, and I know you like to have fun with it, so for Niner fans, are we going to see something down and tight, or are we going to see the big fro, or are you going to change every week?
I actually told my girlfriend that I was gonna wear it out more because I'm going to the West Coast. Because I didn't wear it out too much. I don't think I've ever wore it out past 2 years, honestly. Yeah, I haven't wore it out once. So I wore it out once. I'm lying. It was a Thursday night game. Thursday night game I wore it out. But that's something I told myself I was gonna do more. It's just so hard to maintain it. I kind of like the braids, so I don't gotta wear it. But I wake up and go. But with the good weather, I probably could do it now.
All right. Also, you know, you played for the Steelers, one of the great franchises, all those trophies, and now you're with San Francisco, another team, of course, that was a dynasty, and you're going to be playing a position on that field wearing that uniform and that helmet that Jerry Rice wore as well. And, you know, no offense to the Panthers who you played with or the Bills, but what's it like putting on a helmet that has a lot of glory attached to it?
It's an honor, you know. Like I said, you can't. The Steelers, you know, when I got the Steelers, and the way it was like the fan base just took you in, it's just a different feeling, you know. It's almost like a college town, but a bigger stage, I would say. Like when I got to Clemson, it was the same way as well. It's not Bama yet. We ain't getting there yet, but we almost there. But
all right, yeah.
Just playing for the Niners. I mean, Deion Sanders is somebody, the idol I looked up to for a long time. Him being there and just watching them growing while I was growing up, it's just a different feeling. You know, I just can't wait to put it on and actually get that feeling. So right now, I can't say how I feel yet. You know, it's just surreal right now. I think when I put the helmet, the gold helmet on and the red and everything, it probably changed. It'll probably hit me.
Last thing, Deebo Samuel has shown that he is one of the most unstoppable forces. The Niners put him at tailback. He was so unstoppable a lot. Are you looking forward to sitting in the wide receiver room with a guy like Deebo Samuel?
Of course. Me and Deebo have a great relationship outside of football. And so, I mean, we kind of worked out together before, and I learned from him that stage. And I think it's vice versa. You know, he'd be on a team where he's touching the ball. I haven't got an opportunity yet, but definitely excited to meet the whole room, honestly.
That's Ray McCloud, the newest 49er kick return specialist, also will be involved in Kyle Shanahan's passing game. You can say that for sure. Ray, welcome to the Bay Area. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a good day.